Hey everybody, it's your girl Nikki Washington. Welcome to Let Me Find Out, a witty take on life and culture. If you are tuned in, you are tuned in to season three of Let Me Find Out. This season we're doing a little different. We're giving you bite-sized chunks of the podcast. Normally we do about 20 to 30 minutes. All season long we give you 10-minute snapshots of topics that I think you want to hear. First of all, if you're new to the podcast, let me say hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I don't know how you found us, but I'm so glad that you did. Do me a favor. Go ahead and click that like button, that subscribe button. Let me know that it's real. And feel free to share with me your thoughts on the show. Now, if you are not new to the podcast, first of all, let me say, what's up, shouty? What it do? So glad you joined me yet again. As you see from the topic in the teaser, we are talking about ways to overcome seasonal depression. Now, for anyone who's not familiar, seasonal depression is really a mood disorder characterized by depression that occurs at the same time every year. So it can be triggered by the fact that during certain seasons of the year, there's less sunlight, the climate changes, you're more prone to just be in the house because it's colder, things like that. So I want to talk about ways to combat seasonal depression. That's right. I want to give you a couple of tips that I think will help. Of course, we know that there is power in prayer and there's power in reading the word and applying the word to everything that ails us. But we also know there are some very practical tips that will help you in overcoming seasonal depression. So first of all, first things first, seasonal depression is something that we don't talk about very often in the church. Really, you don't hear it preached from the pulpit that often. There are some people who do, but for the most part, we tend to stay away from those things like that because a lot of times, honestly, as preachers, sometimes we always don't have the language to really address it properly. But I believe that the Bible is very clear when it states the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. In other words, that we can pull down strongholds with using the word as the weapon. We can pull down strongholds by applying scripture to what's going on in our life. We can pull down strongholds by really just fasting and praying and seeking God and using practical, common ways to combat the enemy at every hand. One of those ways I think really, really work well is really doing stuff as simple as exercising. Exercising allows you to release endorphins and really get your blood going and allows you to release a happy endorphins and happy feelings that combat the depressing feelings. So I think that's something that is worth noting. Another thing that I think is worth noting is really speaking to the thought, speaking to those things and taking those things captive that come in our mind that are contrary to the word of God. Whatever the depressing thought, whatever the oppressing thought is, really taking that thing captive to the word of God and applying the scripture on it. Whether it's being depressed because you think there's something wrong with your body, applying the scripture that says, by his stripes I am healed. Whether you think it's something about you feeling like you'll never be enough or you'll never overcome, and how the Bible says we are more than a conqueror because we love Christ Jesus. Whatever the thing is, being able to speak in a healthy and sound way to that thing, I believe will ultimately help you on your journey back to wholeness if you're dealing with seasonal depression or just any kind of depression. So first, again, we're talking about practical ways to fight depression. We know what the word says. Let's apply some practicality with some spirituality and see what happens in the end. So first, again, I believe that exercise is an amazing weapon to use when fighting depression. I also believe applying the scripture and speaking to those thoughts and making those thoughts come captive to the word of God is an awesome way to really just allow yourself and your mind to be renewed on a daily basis. Number three, I believe surrounding yourself with positive people and not isolating yourself is an amazing way to take those thoughts captive and to really not allow yourself to become isolated and become a prisoner to those words. When you have people around you that see you the way God sees you and is able to speak to your life in a healthy way and into your life in a healthy way, I think that often makes all the difference. Have people around you that are going to speak life into you, that are going to see God's best in you, and are going to champion you and push you into your purpose and into your destiny and out of that place that you're in. There is nothing, I think, more sharpening when we can be around each other and really allow your loved ones and your family and friends to really pour into you in every God kind of way. And then fourth, last but certainly not least, I think it is very important to remember that what you are currently experiencing is not all that there is. The enemy likes to be crafty and cause us to believe that what we see is all that there is, but we know that is not the end of your story. What you are currently facing is not all that there is, and it does get better, and you will see glory even after this, after whatever your this is, whether your this is depression, whether it is oppression, whether you are sad about financial matters, whether you're sad about a breakup, whether you're sad about the loss of a job, whatever your thing is, know that it does get better after this. I like how the old saints used to say it when they said every day with Jesus gets sweeter than the day before. Now, does that mean we're not going to have affliction? Certainly not. Does that mean that life is going to be all rosy? Certainly not. But I am fully persuaded that the God who heals, the God who saves, and the God who delivers has enough glory on the inside of us to get us through this thing, even as we walk through it. So I hope you're encouraged in that. I hope you're strengthened in that. Again, know that what you're facing is not all there is. Know that when you surround yourself with positive people who can speak life into you, it will make a difference. Know that something as practical as exercise actually does physically make a difference in you not being depressed and walking through this season of depression. And also making sure that you apply the word to every negative thought that is contrary to the Holy Spirit and contrary to the word of God for your life. And watch God turn it around for you. I hope this nugget helps. I know we hit it real quick, but again, my prayer for everyone listening is always that something shared here blesses you, that it edifies you. Please remember at the end of the day that it is important to see a professional licensed counselor, a professional licensed therapist, someone who can really speak to you from that lens of really helping you through. Now, of course, as I always mention when we talk about these kind of topics, I do have background in counseling. But I am not advising from a clinical standpoint. This is just Nikki talking to her friends. If you want professional help, I suggest that you seek it and make sure that you get someone who can really help you individually and customize a counseling session and really just take you through the journey of wholeness, because you don't have to have this experience every season. I firmly believe that what you're experiencing now does not have to happen every September or October or November or every Christmas or every New Year or whatever the thing is. It doesn't have to be that way. Seasonal depression does not have to be your portion. How the Bible talks about according to our faith be it unto us, I firmly believe that we can seek God and we can really submit ourselves to the process of deliverance in such a way that this does not have to be your story every single year. So I want to encourage you to really lean into those practical principles, lean into the word of God, and allow him to do the rest. And everybody said amen. Amen. I hope this little nugget blessed you. Hey, if you have questions, you know, as always, you can reach me on any social media platform. And my social media handle is Nick, N-I-K-K, last name Washington, at wherever you logged on. And until we meet again, take care and God bless.